You're listening to Drinks with Friends with your host, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Rye.
This podcast is sponsored by Andro DSM, Power Up,
and Susie Sweet Treats. Secret ingredient is love,
not cocaine. So sit back, take a listen,
and enjoy the show.
So, something's been on your mind. Tell me what's up.
I'm mad. It's the holiday time. Thanksgiving's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan. I'm all about that. But of course, along with it comes what shouldn't be, but is, I kind of can't deny it anymore, my least favorite holiday, Christmas.
It's your least favorite holiday?
I mean, not least favorite.
You said it.
But fuck Christmas.
Why do you feel this way?
Because I'm all about instant gratification, and I've been spoiled all my life, and my birthday is 15 days after, and my son's birthday is 8 days before, and I don't like waiting, and I don't like pretending that some fat dude is giving gifts, and I don't... Just fuck Christmas, man. Fuck Christmas.
Wow.
Fuck Christmas.
Wow. I didn't realize we were going this hard. Like...
Fuck Christmas.
Dude. Bro. Are you okay? Do you need a hug?
I might. But what I'd rather have is the ability to be able to play the new fucking Pokemon game for Switch that's sitting in my house, but I can't because I gotta wait till fucking Christmas. Fuck Christmas.
There it is. There it is.
Or
there it is.
Where my new Celtic Timberlands that are in my trunk that Sam told me, oh no, you gotta wait till Christmas because they're a Christmas present. Why did I just buy this new fucking hoodie if I can't wear the fucking boots? Man, fuck Christmas, bro.
Wow. I didn't realize you felt so strongly about
this.
Bro,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well,
I mean, I love it. I love getting stuff, and I like the whole family aspect of it.
Yeah.
But if we can get real deep, like since my granddad passed and like G passed, like it's not the same as far as the family stuff goes. It's dope seeing the joy on your kids' faces. You know what I mean? Like, seeing when they get to open stuff up and be super hype about that. Like, there's definitely bright spots that go along with it. But me being all about instant gratification.
Yeah.
Fuck Christmas. Especially because Sam is one of those people that, like, shops way early. And so I got to hear her complain about the fact that, like, oh, it's really not even fun because you already know the stuff that you're going to get. If I know it, just give it to me now. Like, why do I got to wait another fucking... 38 days away from now, like why? Don't complain to me about it when I'm not the one making you do it. I never once said that this is how I would like to live my life. No, I'm grown. I've been making money, my own money, since I was however old. Like, if I want something, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
And now I gotta wait for this special fucking day.
Okay, listen. Here's where I can kind of cosign. But we're gonna take a.
Oh, we can little, dig deeper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm about to dig, bro. I also used to be on the fuck Christmas train.
Yeah.
And here's why. I, like most millennials, had spent a lot of time working in retail spaces.
Yeah.
And nothing crushes the joyous spirit of the holidays than having to deal with people. Who are feeding themselves in that greedy spirit.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
That greed and that hunger bring out the absolute just worst in people.
It's true.
And to be the one that has to do the emotional labor to navigate that and try to like mitigate and create peace in that when they're like, I want this and I want that. Give me this and give me that. I need a gift receipt. Can you wrap it? Can you this? I need one of those.
No, fuck you and this holiday.
Like- and then you go through it for literally like 60 days.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
solid 2 months. As soon as Halloween is over.
People are now like fervently Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the low-key like psychological torture of having to hear the same 18 songs every day endlessly for 8 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, that being said, it just wears away at you. It crushes all of the good, beautiful things that this season is supposed to, like, represent. Or, like, any good feelings I would have had as a kid, like, gone.
Yeah.
And I say this that I don't think it's a notion of, like, oh, I grew up, and it's just, like, doesn't have the same kind of appeal. It's just being in those spaces just squeezed it out of me.
So I had this conversation with my mom the other day
yeah.
about Christmas and how I felt about it. And, like, because I was, like, annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her about it. And for me, this goes to even before I was working in retail. And like, so my mom, around about when I was like 12, she just kind of stopped caring about Christmas too.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, like, this year, she was like, I think about doing a tree. My mom hasn't done a tree probably since I was like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
Like, she'll do like some minimal decorations and whatnot. And there's gifts and shit, but like the actual big tree and whatnot, she hasn't done since I was like 12 or 13, I think. And so finally I was like, so why is that? And she was like, well, she's like, it's because like 1 year you were acting like an asshole. And I was like, you know what? We don't even have to do Christmas this year. And you looked me dead in my face and said, oh, I don't care. My birthday is 15 days later anyway. She's like, so after that, she was like, well, why am I putting in all this fucking work if you don't even fucking care? And I was like, damn, Susan, like, we legit traumatized each other. Like late
night. Yeah, she tried to pull up, not knowing you were already strapped.
Right. But I'm saying, she raised me. Why is she so surprised? She's the one who
turned
my grandmother instilled that birthday love in me, so it's their fault.
Yeah, but still, like, that's just amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, now I'm like, I mean, I'm at the house. If you want to decorate, decorate. You know what I'm saying? Like, grandkids are still excited about it.
Well,
like,
you know, I always felt bad for my mom because her birthday is the 27th.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, like, there's no birthday love for this one.
Yeah.
And, I you know, and it's like, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Especially, like, between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
Like.
No, bro, it's not even, and, like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I feel like anybody whose birthday is between Halloween and Valentine's Day kind of gets fucked.
Yeah.
Because people just don't care.
Right. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you just had, like, Thanksgiving and New Year's and Christmas. You had all this fucking time off. It's like, bitch, can I have a day for me? Like, this is a great day. I was born on this day. Jesus, if you believe in him, technically wouldn't even have been born in December. Like, his birthday would have been more around
Easter. Oh, yeah. Easter, let's go ahead and just shoot that shot now. Christmas is a pagan-ass holiday.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Call it what it is. You know, when, like, the whole Christianity thing decided to colonize the world, they're like, oh, how can we make this more acceptable for the people whose lifestyles were completely flipping upside down and making them just spoon-feeding these niggas these deity. Oh, let's take shit that's already existing and just put a nice pastiche over it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they did for Christmas. Yeah. So another
reason. Take your winter festival. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sprinkle a little Jesus in it.
Yep.
Everyone's happy.
No.
Except for you.
No. So yeah, so I feel like I need to get this rant out now.
Go ahead. Yes.
Before we get closer to Christmas, because I'm about to have to put on the face where I pretend that I'm excited to decorate the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta pretend like, and then I gotta wrap presents, which again I fucking hate, like. Especially in my house, because there, I
wish y'all could see his face right now.
I personally know people that love wrapping gifts. Like, yeah. They find legitimate joy in it.
Yeah.
And I have been forbidden to be able to just hand off the gifts that I've gotten for people and be like, yo, can you wrap this for me? I'll throw you.
Hey, yo, wait. I'm going to challenge that real quick. As someone who has rolled their own cigarettes and other things.
Yeah.
Literally the same process of wrapping something.
Nope.
What don't you find the same kind of like joy and therapy?
No, and here's why. It's because you know me and you know I am borderline perfectionist and really anal about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when wrapping a gift, if my angles are off or if the paper is jagged or if there's a tear from a corner coming through a box and shit like that, I'm like, scrap the whole fucking thing. Let's redo it. And so it ends up taking way longer than it should.
Gift bags, my guy.
Yeah,
gift bags.
I'm, that's usually what I do.
Yeah.
I'll get like 15 of them bitches and some tissue paper and stuff like that. Then you got the shit that's like odd size or like small ones, and I gotta get an itty bitty ass gift bag. And like,
yeah.
And I've done that before too. I got Sam's earrings, and there's this tiny, look like a weed baggie. Like, like, I just, the whole.
Oh, thing, I love it. Man. I love
like,
it.
I'm over it. Like, Riley's birthday.
Low key amazing.
Then I'm ready for my birthday.
Yeah.
And, like, that other shit in the middle, cool. But, like, there's shit in my house right now. Like, I know I'm getting these new Bluetooth headphones because I lost a previous pair. Sam bought them bitches in, like, August. And there have been at least 15 occasions where I'm like, I really wish I had those headphones right now. They're just sitting in my house. But can I go open them and use them? No.
They're for Christmas.
Right. And can I just go out and buy some more on my own? No, because I already have another pair sitting there waiting for me for Christmas. So it stops me from living my life to the fullest. And being able to enjoy the things that I enjoy because I have to worry about how somebody else feels about some holiday. And then people look at me like I'm crazy when I don't like it. I don't have to like everything. Fuck y'all and this holiday. Give me my shit now.
Somebody's impatient.
Or keep it and I'll buy the shit myself. I didn't ask y'all niggas for nothing. That's what really gets me.
Oh my God.
I'm supposed to like act like, oh man, it's so sweet. Ooh, it's a butt. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't ask y'all for nothing.
Yeah, no, fair. Fair.
Very rarely do I ask anybody for anything. I'm a very self-sufficient person.
Yes, this is true.
Like,
I've seen it.
I don't need y'all to do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm grown.
Yeah. Well.
And of course, I appreciate the thought. That's really lovely. But how much of it is really the thought when you got to wait for a certain day? If you see some shit and you think of me, and you want to get it for me, then that's awesome. I really appreciate that thought. But you don't have to sit there and hold it back for a special day that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, give it to me because it's Tuesday.
Right. Give it to me because you saw it, you thought of me, you thought it was something I would enjoy. Like, that shows me, like, genuine love from the person who's like, hey, man, I wanted you to have this. Wow, yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
This will hold much more sentimental value than it will for me waiting for a day where people are expected to do shit for people. Like, don't do it because you're expected to. Do it because you want to.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here, let me push back just a little bit.
Please.
So, once I got kind of free of the corporate thing and selling shit and all of the just commercialized baggage that goes with the holiday season, I started to kind of rekindle that love of the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That space allowed me to kind of just get back to neutral and recalibrate and revisit what exactly, like, what the fuck are we even doing here?
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's actually been the best part. It's like, actually, and it's not about a singular day.
Mm-hmm.
It's about taking all those good feelings that are in the air and, like, getting together and, like, having, like, hot cider, watching movies, maybe getting a little drunk, you know what I mean, looking at Christmas lights, like, playing in the snow. You know, it's like all of those little things that, like, are really, like, good memory building things, you know, like with people that I care about and people that I enjoy their company, like being able to have those adventures and have those experiences is so fucking valuable. And nigga, uncross your arms and, like,
I'm listening. My body language says otherwise, but
your body language
but fuck Christmas.
Is
continue, yo, please.
You just built a wall, nigga, like, chill.
Hey. That's not an easy nuts.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Right.
Coming to you. Drinks with friends merchandise. That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No, but the thing is, you know, it's actually finding the things that are really, truly valuable. And it's not, like, it's not just a gratuitous gift giving
right.
and dumb gift wrap type shit. It's actually finding, and I think that's something that maybe our generation is maybe doing a better job. Maybe it's because of all the economic stuff and, like, how we're kind of just generally fucked by the boomers and all that kind of shit. But it's like, okay, cool, we want to celebrate, but how can we actually make this something that's really valuable to us and for us?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I found a lot of really good things in that. Also, shameless plug time, doing this Christmas album,
yeah,
we had to start doing Christmas stuff in the summer.
Right.
Which is really
forced you to get in the spirit.
Well, it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
honestly, when it's, you know, 90 degrees and my balls are sweaty,
right,
and I gotta be like jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells,
right,
like, yikes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's also something that then when we got done and listening to it, it felt so good to, like, get in those feelings and because it's like it's like the thing that, like, churches use music to get you there.
Right.
All of that kind of stuff, all those memories come flooding back, all of the stuff, because it's like,
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Being
Christmas is the shit.
Being now more than 10 years removed from retail,
mm-hmm,
my joy with Christmas music has come back. I do still enjoy Christmas music. Like, there are some Christmas bops that you are just undeniable, that make you feel good.
Yeah.
Not arguing that. In fact, Christmas music is probably the thing I have the least amount of beef with.
Okay, I will say this, though. Okay, here's where you're not we're talking beef.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Get a steak knife, my nigga. Like, yeah, here we go.
Clearly, I'm ready.
This whole idea of taking all of the kind of, like, Jesus-y music out of the kind of rotation,
yeah,
generally,
yeah,
I think is a huge disservice, because some of that music is just really fucking good.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
just good music.
Yes.
Right? And it's not the sense of trying to push some sort of Christian ideology or you know, convert atheists into believers.
No, who cares? Live your life.
It's like just really good music.
Yeah.
It's well arranged. It's
like choral themes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, music theory tip, the way those chords are structured and all those things, it just creates some really good feelings. Mm-hmm. Like
those major progressions and all that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's, I get it. and that's exactly the thing. It's like part of that is why that feels so good and helps the season also feel so good. It's like not because of Jesus, but it's because of like that music that makes you feel so good that happens to be about Jesus.
Right.
And so in those retail spaces, you get all this weird like non-denominational like
poppy Christmas
stuff. Yeah, that's like really bland,
right,
and uninspired. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel nearly as good. And it also like limits your selections dramatically.
It's true.
Like, you know, you can't do Away in a Manger because like we want to be non-offensive.
Right.
And I'm saying this as a non-Christian. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you want to say Merry Christmas to me, like, we'll high five and like keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to...
Yo, if Silent Night doesn't move you in some kind of way, like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, and it has
it's a beautiful song.
It is.
Period.
It is.
And so, yeah, like, that's that thing for me that's like, and maybe it's also like living in the Bible Belt, so I don't know. Maybe I'm a little brainwashed too. I got some shit to unpack. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It's a space for me. You're kind of cutting yourself off at the knees by not really being able to play all of the holiday music. Because there might also be some other dope cuts that I'm not even getting a chance to hear because, again, people are like trying to like be non-denominational and being, you know, non-offensive or whatever. And in the sense, it's like weird. Instead of being inclusive and like widening the conversation, it's like saying you're inclusive but narrowing the parameters so much. Like it's
Because of that good old PC culture. It's like you want to be inclusive.
It's hyper conservative.
Anybody.
It's hyper conservative under the guise of being progressive.
Right.
And that pisses me off so much.
As it should.
Yeah.
As just about everything.
Again, don't at me. Like I don't give a shit about Christmas trees on Starbucks cups or whatever.
Sure don't.
You know, like there's not a war on Christmas. It's not that at all. Mm-hmm. It's just like, well, if you're gonna be inclusive, like fucking
and it's not just Christmas. It's like the whole nah, it's just Christmas. So I'm gonna say because I don't have like the cultural background to really appreciate Hanukkah. Got no beef with it, but I don't feel like it's just like forced upon people.
Can we talk about Kwanzaa for a second, Ben?
You know how I used to feel about Kwanzaa. I used to be a big proponent of fuck Kwanzaa because it's just like some like black people just want to have their own thing.
I'm still teaching people about the bogus history behind
Kwanzaa. And so now I'm just at the point where it's like I don't care because fake wokeness and hotepism is at an all time high.
Yeah.
So if you feel the need that you need to like dive face first into the thing that is Kwanzaa, who am I to stop you? Because just like Christmas, I don't fucking care. My birthday at that point is in 9 days. Fuck you, Andrew Moja. Like, I don't care. January 9th is the day.
Oh my God.
My aunt's birthday is January 10th, and I tell her, man, you are one day away from greatness. Sure, she's older than me. She tries to flip that around, like, no, because I feel like I'm doing better in life than you are. You're a day away from greatness. That's how I feel about my birthday, okay? Even when I was, like, down and out and, like, life was rough and I was trying to figure out my way, nah, fuck you. January 9th is the greatest day of the year.
Hey, man, if you can get that, you can get $2 million for a children's hospital, make it a holiday.
That's right. It'll be there. It'll happen. It will happen. I'm going to put up a big ass sign, like a Venmo sign. You know what? And that's another thing I'm sick of. So, sorry. This is
damn.
Like,
get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah. So Venmo, right? Like this whole thing with Carson King. I've become more active on Twitter in like the last year or so.
Yeah.
It's become my social media of choice because I don't have to worry about grumpy ass boomers talking a bunch of shit about, that they don't know about. I just watch a bunch of crybaby ass millennials and Gen Zs and also boomers talking shit they don't know about on Twitter, but it's much more entertaining.
Yeah.
Right? When did Twitter become the place to panhandle? I swear, like, every fourth thing I go past is somebody saying, like, oh, woe is me. Oh, I don't have no groceries. Oh, life is horrible. Like, hit me in the Cash App Venmo. Oh, I'll send you a picture of my butthole if you send me something in Cash App or Venmo. Like, what makes you different than the nigga on the corner that coming off the freeway that got his cardboard sign other than the fact that you got a data plan? I don't respect it.
That's it. Like, no, you're absolutely right.
Fuck out
of
here.
There is no difference.
Stop asking me for money. Stop. Because I got to go and pay into this commercial ass holiday for shit that's not even for me.
Hey, man, I love butthole pics. Give me a break.
So do I. This is the internet. No shame to sex workers. Y'all deserve to be paid for what you do. But don't throw a fit and be mad at me when you get mad because I can go find the same shit that I like for free. I'm not throwing shade at you for doing it. I wish you nothing but success and the best, but I'm not the nigga that's gonna pay for it.
So, okay, speaking of, like, so I stay up late, you know, yeah. I keep a lot of late hours.
As do I.
So I watch a lot of late night television. Mm-hmm. Like, it's on the background. It helps me kind of get where I'm going, whatever.
That's why I watch random shit on
but Netflix. You know, late night television then also comes with, like, sex work ads.
Right.
You know, hotlines. Talk to barely legal teenage girls.
Yeah, that's gross. I don't need to do that either. I'm in my 30s.
It's funny as fuck because I'm like, do you not know the internet exists?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like how are these?
Like, bitch, I'm on Pornhub right now.
Right now.
For free. And listen, you think I'm gonna pay $3.99 a minute to talk to you, bitch?
Right?
First off, no.
I don't like people enough to talk to them for free. Right. I'm not gonna pay you to talk to me. Get the fuck out of my face.
What do you even talk about? You know what I mean? Like, again.
Hey, girl, I need some help on these taxes. Because otherwise, I can go get whatever it is you're offering.
Right. Like, listen, if you don't tell me some shit that's going to just, like, change my life right now.
Yeah. Do you got proof Epstein didn't kill himself? I need somebody to talk to me. Like, that's what we need in this world. Not for you to be sitting there filing your nails, putting on your husky voice. That does not do it for me.
For the low fee of $3.99.
Fuck you.
Do you know on Twitter I can find butthole pics for $5?
Right?
Huh.
And you know, if I
if I have that kind of disposable income.
If I open up my incognito window, I can find them same butthole pics for free. Like, you're not checking my history. Fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got feelings. I got feelings.
Clearly.
Feel, and like when I try and tell this to people who share a life with me and are a little bit more judgmental, but they feel some type of way because they work really hard for this holiday, and I'm like,
yeah,
I respect what you're doing. I just don't respect what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
That doesn't really go over well. So I feel like this is my safe space. This and the internet
where
anybody can hear this, and I know I'm going to catch hell for it.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is our show. I can say what the fuck I want.
Right.
Fuck Christmas.
Right. You either shake my hand or throw these hands.
Exactly. Shake my hand, whip my ass, either way. I don't know if I'm going to wait till December 25th to open my shit. Like,
you that bad kid. Like, isn't that your Christmas present? Yeah. What day is it?
My Tuesday present?
What day is it? Like, December 1st? Why?
And then the decoration part of it comes up, right?
Oh, like, shit. Here we go.
So me, again,
yes,
my birthday being the more important holiday in this winter season. If it was up to me, and now, of course, with my son, again, December 17th is his birthday. If it was up to me in my house, decorations could go up on the 18th, and they would come down on the 27th. Apparently, I'm the only one who feels this way.
Oh.
Apparently, I'm the only one. Because Sam's all like, so you know, like, December 1st, I'm putting up the tree, right? I'm like, and you know I'm not going to help. Right.
That sounds like a you project.
Yeah, like, all right. But then you want to catch an attitude, like, you know, the kids love doing it and they want you to help and be a part of it. Like,
they can help you.
Right. You're like, you know what? I feel like the kids will also have fond memories when I'm no longer here of, like, their Scroogey ass dad. Like,
memories are memories.
Right. Like, man.
And the memories of the people you love.
We're going to have a nice positive veneer to him. And it's like, oh man, dad was such a Grinch for Christmas, but he loved the shit out of my birthday. I made sure that I had a happy birthday every year, regardless of how close it was to Christmas, because that is my job as a father, to make sure that you know that you have a day for you, regardless of what else the world is celebrating.
Fuck, that's amazing. No, but you're right. You're right. Like, I've heard people just reminisce about, like, oh, my dad was an alcoholic or some shit. And you're like, wow, you're really just going with that, huh? We love the people that we love.
That's right.
And we love the things about them for the reasons that we are entitled to have all on our own without any kind of judgment.
My son's not going to have to say that. He's
so you should be able to live authentically and do you and let your kids love you for being you, not being some, like, fake ass dad.
That's right. And I still get them dope ass gifts. Like, I'm a great gift giver, by the way. Like, just really good at it.
Just fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. I'm not big on decorations either. Mm. Like I'm a more fan of just like a really like modest, like, here's like an abstract Actually, it's in my basement right now. This abstract white tree. Mm-hmm. It's all white. It lights up. Like, it's so dope. Mm-hmm. It's like an art piece.
I remember growing up, y'all had like the little tiny like potted tree. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And it was so dope to me because I was like, yeah, man, fuck Christmas. Y'all got like this little ass like, potted, decorated tree. It was like a foot tall. Didn't take up a ton of room.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about dismantling that bastard and breaking shit and like all this, that, and the other. No untangling lights.
Do you know what season it is? Look at the tree.
Right. It's there.
It's a nice little addition.
Nice little brief reminder.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, and then it's, I think it's also then, because since then, we've definitely like acquired more of them.
Right.
So like placing them around the house.
Yeah.
So like every room gets a little tree.
Right.
That's a little, every room gets a little tree.
Right.
Period.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's still a thing. You know, there's still all of the, like, you know, you get the season and the accoutrement and all the stuff that you that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
but it's like tasteful. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to wreck an entire room or like go through a bunch of boxes and be like, mm-hmm. yo, where's that ornament that I got in 1981? Like, get the fuck out of my face! Like,
see, you feel me? I feel like as we go,
because I have taste
more and more,
Mr. Morrison. I have taste.
I'm putting down as far as this whole fuck Christmas.
Yeah, thing. No, I mean, no, fuck Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people that do these big villages, like more power to them.
However, if you've noticed, because there's the one over in Beaverdale, right? The Christmas village. And clearly, that was a boomer tradition because that shit is getting less and less every year. Our generation cannot afford $1,500 worth of decorations, plus the exponential light bill that's going to come along with keeping them bitches lit for 6 weeks.
Period.
Like, so that shit's dying off too. The people that can do it, awesome. Hopefully your granddad don't break a hip climbing that ladder to try and make your ungrateful ass.
You know, well, actually, you know, my homie Tom, when his grandfather died, he actually inherited the Christmas decorations.
Uh-huh.
And he loves the Christmas decorations because it reminds him of his grandfather.
Right.
And that's a really beautiful sentiment. Yes. I love that very, very much. Yes. I think that's dope as fuck.
There's a reason for it. I respect it.
Yeah, exactly. It comes from something really sincere, and mm-hmm. it's a really just lovely idea.
I love the story of "Twas the Night Before Christmas" because every Christmas Eve, my granddad used to read that to us like at night.
Yeah.
And "The Spider and the Fly," just because he also had this dope book of poetry he got as a graduation gift from when he graduated from high school.
Yeah.
And so it was this really old book, because I mean, shit, that would have been 1955 when he graduated from high school. And he reads from the same book every
November
Christmas.
November 12th, 1955. Okay, that's a Back to the Future reference.
Yeah. but like, so that part is really special. And then the Christmas before he passed, so I mean, he had to know shit that he wasn't telling anybody. I love you, Granddad, but that was kind of a dick move. But like, he recorded. We each have a recorded storybook of him reading the story.
That's
and he
dope.
Gave it to us like the Christmas before he passed. He passed away February 4th, and we got it the Christmas beforehand.
Yo.
So, like, that holds a really special place.
My heart is melting, bro.
Right? Like, so I keep that. That's amazing. Like, so, and that's dope because then I can share it. Like, Riley was around for it.
You know
what I'm saying? So he has, like, some memories. But Beans wasn't. So, like, now I get to share that with her. So there are absolutely parts of Christmas that are very important to me that will be lifelong memories, and I hope that I can then pass them on.
Right.
But, yeah, the overall spectacle of the thing.
Fuck
it.
That.
Yeah.
Speaking of spectacle, though, go get my Christmas album.
Yeah, for real. Because we already said Christmas music is the business. There's some certified bops you're adding to the overall catalog.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
so, yo, the Jingle Bell Groove is fucking lit.
Right?
We sent it over to the curators over at Spotify, so hopefully it'll be hitting some holiday playlists.
Hell yeah.
When it drops. It actually officially drops on all of the streaming platforms. Black Friday. Because I, even though I'm in promotion mode, I very much respect Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I love Thanksgiving. I love my friends and my family, and I love to eat copious amounts of food.
Right.
To the point that it hurts.
Yeah. You sleep it off.
Go back for more.
Right.
Maybe for a few more days. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Live my life.
Through the weekend. I think anything past like Sunday lunch is when you kind of got to let it go.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, make your moves.
Yeah. Maybe even a big Sunday lunch so you could forego Sunday dinner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then that's the end of it.
Like, yeah. You got till Sunday.
Yeah. Get that shit up out of there.
Because otherwise you're going to start catching weird diseases and
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. Not worth it.
Do you like penicillin on your pizza?
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
So that all being said, it's like in the spirit of at least showing respect to legit my favorite holiday. push it back to Black Friday. Yeah. Finish up the holiday. Yeah. Boom. Take that nap. When you wake up, guess what's ready for you?
Right.
Christmas music.
XXXmas.
That's right.
So you can go out there and find niggas for barely discounted goods on Black Friday.
Well, yeah, I don't play that game. I'm not here for it. But, you know, the thing is, but also, shout out to you. Like, the art on that is amazing. Appreciate it. It's an homage to the Charlie Brown Christmas TV special and album, which...
one of the greatest Christmas albums of all time.
It's so good. You crushed that, so it's amazing. But all, the thing is, go pledge for these albums. It's a mint green vinyl. It's definitely a collector's item. Mm-hmm. They're only pressing 100 copies if we can get the pledges together. Yep. And I think we're maybe like halfway there.
Yeah.
So we got about 2 weeks to get the next 50 pledges. Yep. So if you're listening and you haven't pledged yet, it doesn't cost anything to pledge.
Right.
It does ask for your information, but it doesn't actually charge you until we hit December 1st. Assuming that we actually make the goal.
Right.
So that to be said, go out there and support the arts and go check that out. And, you know, like, you're actually supporting, what, 8, 9 entrepreneurs and artists in supporting this project. So, like, get out there and help your community. Or at least, you know, like, I don't know a whole lot of other niggas around here who are making Christmas music on a local level like
That's
this.
True.
You know, like, so... definitely swinging for some new territory. We're trailblazing.
That's right.
Which is very, very exciting. Yeah, it's dope as fuck. It's great.
I can't
wait for people to hear these songs. Because either way, it's coming out. It's right. Coming out on Black Friday. So hopefully we'll get that feedback. And, you know, maybe this is one of those weird, like, game-changing moments.
Right.
Where things go to the next level.
Hopefully. Maybe next Christmas we'll be happier because...
Right. Yo, nigga, we going to the Bahamas for Christmas.
Like, hey!
You cool with that?
All right. I mean, we could have done this shit any other time, but you know what? I'll leave that negativity in Iowa.
It hit February temperatures last week in November.
Right.
And I was very upset.
I mean, I love winter, so I didn't.
I love autumn, and I'm mad that it only lasted 3 days.
I mean, you kind of got these last couple days were kind of a reprise.
It's a stretch.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fantastic.
I mean, I love winter, so, you know, two tears in a bucket. I like it. Like, the other day, it was like 22 degrees. It was brisk and sunny. And I was like...
that was a nice day. I actually liked that because I was like, oh, but wait.
Right.
Oh, but wait. It That's was good.
I had a scarf and I was good.
Exactly. Like, kind of bundled, but that sun was feeling good. Mm-hmm. You're in the car, kind of
no
chilling.
Bugs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I had the
sky was
no
blue
allergies,
for some reason.
Right.
Like, it was
about those.
It was dope. It was dope. I was here for all that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we also have a Christmas show coming up, a big Christmas show,
yeah.
4 days of Christmas at XBK.
Yep.
Tickets are on sale now. It's a dope ass variety show.
Yeah.
Here's going to be like tap dancers and strippers and like all types of special guests. I mean, I hope you'll come and represent, you know, for drinks with friends and all that. It's going to be great. It's going to be dope. Like, see, these are the things that I love, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how can we actually add and start creating new traditions that are uniquely ours?
Yeah.
In the same way, like, with your grandfather, like, be able to, like, make that thing and pass that on. Like, that's such a beautiful thing. The notion of being able to actually, like, build a space where all these creatives can come together and, like, do a thing for the holidays. Like, there are others that do stuff, but it also feels really fucking self-centered.
Yeah.
This is my Christmas concert. That kind of shit. Like, there's a Concord Christmas. There's a, what, Nella Thomas Christmas. There's a this one. There's a that one. Like, you know, everyone's like, on the strength of their own ego, going, here's my Christmas show.
They're capitalizing on the feelings of the people who do love Christmas. I'm not your audience, folks.
Right.
Like,
but the notion of, like, getting a bunch of talented people together... yeah. To just get into some Christmas shenanigans, like, I don't know. That's the family. That's the community part. Like,
and that's the best part about Christmas. Yeah. Like, even to this day, like I said, things have changed. It's wild as you grow older and people come in and out of your life, or you lose somebody close to you, and like kind of puts like this shadow over the day. But I feel like I've healed enough to like really, for the most part, look past that. For the most part. But yeah, like I just. I'm all for new traditions.
Yeah.
I think building something new is super cool. And hopefully that'll help at some point bring the sparkle back.
Wait. Speaking of sparkle, Christmas commissions?
Oh, yes. I am doing Christmas commission.
Hey, my man.
Fuck, I need to get to work.
Say how you really feel, bro.
Yeah. Well, no, I just be procrastinating. Like, I got a couple sketches that I said I was going to stream in November. That they're ready. I got the sketches done. All I got to do is press record.
And yeah. Go live, do the thing.
And I can do that. But yes, those are available. I got deals going on. Somebody did take me up on my Gargoyles offer, so I got to do some Gargoyles art.
Dude, Disney Plus dropping Gargoyles, like... I forgot how good of a show that was.
And it's aged so well.
Yeah.
Minus the 90s mullets and like the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And floppy disks. But for the most part, that shit is aged so well. And there's no Twin Towers anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just wild. Like, there's a lot of stuff that took place in New York in the 90s. Like, turned on Oliver and Company today for the kids. And, like, it opens on the Twin Towers. And I'm like...
Shit,
damn. like, yeah, it's real. But yes, on a lighter note, Disney Plus has dropped and it has taken over my life.
Yo, I've watched so many Marvel movies. Speaking of aging well, a lot of those movies are a lot better than I remember them being.
I'm currently in the middle of the first Thor, and it's way better than I remember it being.
Yeah. Yeah, Age of Ultron is actually fucking great.
I enjoyed Age of Ultron from jump.
Well, yeah, no, I like the movie, but I just remember watching going... The first time it came out, I went, okay.
Well, the thing is, and then now, it failed to live up to the spectacle of the first Avengers.
Right. But then knowing where they went from it.
Right.
You go, oh.
And how it opened so many doors.
Y'all niggas are geniuses.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and it's like, and it's funny because going back through them now and like realizing like the different contracts that were set up like through these movies, like they had old Cho in Age of Ultron and they're talking about bringing Amadeus Cho into the MCU or like through the Disney Plus series and all this that and the other. I've never been one to really give two fucks about Star Wars, but The Mandalorian, sweet baby Jesus.
I have not seen it yet.
Dope.
I have not seen it yet.
And so here's the thing, right? Like, a lot of people seem to be super surprised that it's dope, but it's written by Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
And can we just admit he's like one of the goats at this point? Like,
yeah. No, he's
Favreau's fucking dope.
He's crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's the writer behind it. It follows one of the bounty hunters, if you were a Boba Fett or Jango Fett fan or whatever. Yeah. And then, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Like, there's the baby. Have you seen the baby for The Mandalorian?
No, I've not touched any of it, bro. Like,
oh, it's been all over where people are like, yo, this thing has popped up in The Mandalorian, and I would die for it. And I feel like once you see it, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let you watch that. But yeah, it's true. Like, goddamn.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely worth checking out. Like, it was good enough to where it actually made me want to go back and start the Star Wars movies because, like, yeah, I've seen them, but that's never been my nerddom. Like, I've never been a huge fan of it. So now, but I'm like, if it's built in this kind of universe, maybe I should go back and get, like, a fair chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I did. I went back and started with episode one, and I made it through episode two last night. And now I'm like into episode three where old Anakin starts to go evil and I'm like, yeah, this is the shit I need. Like, make Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I sat through 4 hours of that other bullshit.
No, those movies are terrible. Yeah. Those movies are fucking terrible.
Right. And Jar Jar Binks just makes me want to race riot. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, no, it's, like I said, it's real painful.
Yeah, but now we're getting into the dope shit.
Yeah.
And then, I watched Endgame.
Yesterday. That was day one, bro.
Yeah. Like, I started it. I watched like the first like 20 minutes, and then I was like, "What am I doing? Gargoyles." And I was like,
"Gargoyles." Yo, I got X-Men queued up. I got Spider-Man queued up.
Kids have been all into DuckTales. Like, Riley has fallen head over heels for DuckTales. Like, and even the new one, which again has aged.
Darkwing Duck.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We'll get there. I'm going to let him do DuckTales first, and then I'm going to be like, all right, we're going to do this. Beans is falling in love with some shit from the vault. Like, I started showing her Little Mermaid, and she was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fish people. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, fish people.
So Disney Plus is running my house right now.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad at it.
Yeah.
Not mad. I like documentaries, so I'm really about to go balls deep into the Nat Geo part. Like,
yeah.
Yes, show me all the reclusive animals living in the mountains and shit. I am here for it. Like, my body is ready.
2020 is feeling pretty hopeful.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, we also have our second annual Drinks with Friendsgiving coming up. Actually, specially hosted by our friends over at the Fighting Burrito.
Hey.
So, of course... stay posted on that in the next couple of weeks. That episode will be going live. Mm-hmm. Drinks with Friendsgiving. I think it's a lovely beginning tradition.
It is.
Last one was dope, and I hope this next one's going to be just as dope, if not
more so. And so just pull together who you said you would talk to and what they're associated with, because I was thinking here, and that's why I was like, oh, but we should still do the potluck thing. Now that you said the part with the thing, makes way more sense, and I'm here for it.
Yes.
So, okay.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening to us rant about Christmas.
Yeah. One more time, fuck Christmas. But I still accept presents. But you know what? You can just say, hey, man, it's an early birthday gift.
It'd be cool.
And I'll give you probably a bigger hug.
If you want the good hug, if you want the good hug, right, you got to say it's a birthday gift.
That's right.
There it is.
Because my birthday is more important than Jesus' fake one.
Woo! Okay. We're going home on that. Thanks for listening.
Happy if you want to.
This has been Drinks with Friends. brought to you by Andro DSM. Power up.
And Susie Sweet Treats. Secret ingredient is love. Not cocaine. One thing that I do enjoy about Christmas are the Christmas cookies and other confections. Hit up Susie for your Christmas cheesecake, because that shit will change your life.
Facts.
And then, yeah, Christmas cookies of all varieties. I need our friend Brittany to come back so I can get some of them Christmas cookies.
Yeah, those peanut butter blossoms.
Right. Like, I need some of those. So, yeah, like the food part. That part's cool. Christmas candy's cool. I love a good candy cane where I can, like, get it down to shank level. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's positive memories. Absolutely. But overall, fuck Christmas. Happy birthday to me. And we'll catch y'all next week. Same black time.
Same black channel.
All right. Peace.